WWE Mobile.
KO4WWZ,
KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad.
Bud, how are you? UE, clear.
Chad, I'm driving. I'm sorry. I got to pay attention to the road. Stay on frequency. I'll talk to you in a minute.
UE, clear. Standing by.
One of you need to go for whiskey, Chad. I'm doing all right, Chad. How are you?
How are you, bud?
Okay. I'm over here in Greensville town, bud. Gotta get to Publix and get me a 16-piece chicken to take to work for everybody to eat. Gotta rush all the way back over to Easley town. Thought I had a doctor's appointment this morning. It turned out I didn't even get it verified, so I wasted a lot of time coming up here to Greensville, but I stopped down at my grandpa's house and visited him for a minute or two.
Roger that. Well, I'm headed to Pickens now and try to get ready for this weekend.
Okay, I noticed that when we did what we did yesterday, and I'm going to mention what we did, that I noticed something called Windlink. And I looked that up on Google when I got home last night, and it's actually really cool.
I use Windlink to basically, you know, send a message or send an email to, you know, anybody really. And it's depending on how you use it, it's not dependent upon the internet. Now, there are portions of it that, you know, will depend on the internet, but I use it for peer-to-peer primarily. So if I want to send a message to you with my radio on peer-to-peer, I can do that without having to involve the internet.
That is really, really cool. That's what I read. I read that people didn't really need to have the internet to send emails or text messages, and I'm like, well, maybe I should strap my cell phone and just stick to the ham radio.
How about that? It's got its use and got its purpose, you know. But it's a pretty neat system, and I'll show you how to do that if that's something you're interested in.
Definitely. How much do you know about the TYT radios?
Well, Francis got TYTs, and I haven't heard anything negative about them. Really, but I've never owned one personally.
I got a TYT UV380 dual band DMR radio HT that I bought a couple of months ago, and I still got to get a DMR ID to extra programming it and stuff. If, you know, you can help me with programming it, that'd be cool, because then I could actually send text messages on it and stuff whenever I wanted to.
I'm not a code plug guy yet. That's something I might be interested in learning, but I don't know anything about DMR. Will the radio do analog as well, or is it strictly DMR?
It'll do DMR. I mean analog. It'll do analog and DMR. It's my mind. Chad, I'm going to have to walk in public here and grab the 16-piece. I'll be right back.
Roger that. It's KO4NUE. I'll be clear, but standing by. I got about a 40-minute drive, so I'll be standing by. Clear.
Chad, ignore that guy. Interference on the repeater. Just ignore it.
KM4JWP, KM4JWP, KA3JCA through Echolink. KO4QLG.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE. What's up, bud?
You say you're headed this way?
I'm on 290, headed toward 25. I dropped Anna and Abby off at the airport. They're going to the Netherlands. And I-85's like a parking lot, so I just turned around. I'm going to come down 290, hit 25.
Starting the day out good.
Got a really good night's rest last night. I needed it. Feel pretty good. So I'm going to head up to deer camp and try to get another antenna set up for this weekend's exercise and give it a shot.
I'm good. Wish I could be in there with you. But I guess I got other commitments.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, it'll be, you pop in for a couple of minutes. I mean, that's up to you. Whatever you like to do.
Interesting to see how everything goes,
Mark. Yazoo, so I think I'm gonna try some digital work, see what I can do with it.
An exercise gonna be from like 9 to 4, is that right?
Somewhere, yeah, that sounds about right. Sure if that's you, but can't really hear you.
Oh, me.
What was the question?
KO4NUE, KO4 Whiskey, Whiskey Head.
I'll hang by there just for a second, Chandler. KO4QLG, go ahead.
If you had your welder up here?
Yeah, roger that. What's going on?
I was just getting ready to go get a blind pin welded up. And my neighbor would be doing it on my TIG machine. Or MIG. But Yours is a TIG, right?
Well, I've got the stick machine up at up there with you. It only does AC/DC stick.
Copy that.
So what do you need TIG, right?
Both ways. Just got a little more cleaning up you gotta do with the MIG.
Worked on a couple weeks ago.
Torn.
Roger that. Okay. Well, TIG is TIG's gonna be a whole lot safer to keep the heat down. So after the exercise, I'll be heading back to the house probably on Sunday. So maybe that's something I can take back with me, and then I'll be heading back up to deer camp probably on Monday or Tuesday.
Roger that. I'll show you when you get up here. We'll see what we can do.
I'll take care of it. All right, KO4QLG, this is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. Go ahead, Chandler.
Chad, I don't know what was causing the interference, but I heard a lot of squealing and a lot of background noise, but no talking. I did hear Chris in there. Good to hear you, Chris. Okay. Time to make a turn. Be right back.
Guys, you're on that machine, Cat. We're only clear with you, Bobby. I'll probably be here shouting when you get in town.
How do you do? Thanks for letting me know. Hey, Cat, where do you want to meet at tomorrow so I know where to go?
I'll be there in a little while. I'll kill for NUE. Be safe. I'll see you then. Chandler, we probably work that out with you on the phone. How about that?
I understand. I probably should have said call me on the landline when you get time. That would be fine.
You want to come up today and check things out, or you just want to do it in the morning?
Wouldn't mind coming up today and checking things out. I just need to know what time.
2 o'clock.
See the dead spot. I didn't hear a word you said.
Roger that. 2 o'clock.
Maybe I can't then, because I got to be on the bus by 2:30. Yeah, what do you got after
4:05? 4:35
o'clock.
I see anything. Do you
want to
try it then?
That would be much better if I could. So, yeah, I would love to try it then. I would appreciate that. I'm sorry I had to do it like that, but I got to make sure I keep my promises and my responsibilities to my job before I do anything else.
Oh, you're exactly right. So that sounds good. We'll do, say, 5 o'clock.
That'll work just fine, Mr. Chad. Text me the address at the deer camp on the landline, and I'll be sure to put it in my GPS as soon as I start heading away from the office.
Well, what I'll normally do is just get you to a certain spot and then walk you in on Simplex.
Well, that'll be fine. The only problem is I don't know how to do Simplex on my Motorola.
Are you able to change frequencies on the Motorola?
Not without a computer, but I do have my dial thing, so if I'm walking to you, I could probably use an HT.
The issue with that, right?
Yeah. Probably just be better to walk me in over the phone.
Yeah. All right. KL4 NUE. I'll be clear. Standing by.
Let me please, Chad. I'll be on frequency standing by on the side. If you need to talk to me, I'll be available for the next 30 to 40 minutes. God bless, and have a good rest of your day, and I'll see you at 5 o'clock.